This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. President Joe Biden honored 13 service members, goes the copy, who died during an attack while the U.S. was withdrawing from Afghanistan 2 years ago in a statement issued in these last days. A bomb by the Abbey-gated Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul on August 26, 2021, killed 13 U.S. service members and at least 170 Afghan civilians. Also honoring those who died in the attack 2 years ago, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he ordered the flags at the U.S. Capitol to be put on half-mast in a post that he published within these last hours. Joining us now is Bill Raggio, the senior fellow of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal. 2 years later, it's good to recover what we know about the attack launched on the Marines and 170 others standing in line waiting to get into the airport to escape the Taliban. Bill, a very good evening to you. At this point, is there identification of who launched this attack and where they are now? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, we do know that this attack was carried out by the Islamic State, which, of course, is a rival to the Taliban and its allies of Al-Qaeda. The actual suicide bomber himself was freed from Bagram prison just weeks prior when the Taliban overran the prison. And so, you know, keep in mind, the Taliban knew who the Islamic State detainees at this prison were, and they let him go. There is a lot of, you know, we have to ask ourselves with this attack. The people that were the Taliban who were guarding, but I put that word in quotes, the airport were members of a group called Badri 313. This is a unit that was run by the Haqqani Network, which is one of the most powerful elements of the Taliban. They have suicide squads in this unit. This group knows what a suicide bomber looks like. They know how to identify them. And yet he was able to slip through the cordon that they put up and launch this attack. And the question that hasn't been answered was the Taliban somehow complicit in this attack? And I'm not saying they plotted it or they directed the suicide bomber to go, but is it possible that those members of the Badri 313, that they allowed this bomber to pass through in order to help create chaos at the airport, to give the United States one final finger in the eye, one final kick on its way out the door by killing U.S. Marines? We don't really know the answer to that question. I have my suspicions. I suspect that the Taliban in some way, shape, or form, at least those at the airport, were aware in some way that this bomber was coming in. And so, you know, the administration treated, the Biden administration and the U.S. military leadership treated the Taliban guarding the airport as partners. There's even information out there that says that they trusted them to provide security and that they were effective in things like that, even as they're beating and executing Afghans who are trying to leave the country. This is the madness that was the withdrawal from Afghanistan. When you're so desperate to have terrorists defend you from terrorists, that's how you really know you lost the war. That's how you know that this withdrawal was absolute chaos and was a complete debacle.
The ISIS recruiters, the ISIS operation in Afghanistan over these last 2 years, there have been various attacks Jalalabad, Kandahar, and Kabul. Is ISIS, the command structure in Afghanistan, is it still there and the people responsible for the suicide bomber are still in Afghanistan? Do we know anything about their command structure?
The U.S. military claims it killed the Islamic State leader who organized the attack. And they actually claim they got help from the Taliban. The Taliban denied this and never even confirmed that the attacker or the plotter was killed. The Islamic State has not issued a statement, a eulogy for this individual. But yeah, to answer your question, the Islamic State still has a leadership command and leadership structure that exists in Afghanistan. They're estimated to have several thousand, possibly two to 4,000 fighters operating in Afghanistan. And that's very likely an estimate that bleeds over to Pakistan as well. Often they're crossing that border. We just have to keep in mind that the Islamic State is operating on its own. It doesn't play well with others. It doesn't have support from foreign governments like the Taliban had Pakistan and Iran supporting its insurgency. It doesn't, the Islamic State doesn't play well with other terrorist organizations because basically their philosophy is, you know, my way or the highway. You swear allegiance to our caliph or you're an apostate. That's essentially how the Islamic State works. So while they are able to execute suicide attacks occasionally, they're able to execute assassinations or ambushes occasionally in Afghanistan. Keep in mind that the Taliban has more than 100,000 fighters under arms. It has, you know, and the resources of an entire country to draw upon to go after the Islamic State. So while the Islamic State is definitely a problem for the Taliban, it's not a problem that risks the where the Taliban is at risk in the short to medium term, because the Islamic State just, it doesn't play the long game well. It's very good at tactical things like suicide bombings and whatnot, and it's not as good, it's not very good at all, at least in Afghanistan, in organizing a, you know, a shadow government like the Taliban did, and organizing support from foreign countries and you know, mass recruiting along amongst the tribes in order to fill out its rank and file.
2 years later, the news from Barron's is that there are passports suddenly available in great number in Herat, which is in the northwestern corner of Afghanistan, leading directly into Iran. The numbers were thousands, and there are photographs and video of these desperate people seeking to get out of Afghanistan. At the same time, there's news from Kabul that women banned from working, banned from the streets, banned from banking, are now banned from a popular amusement park, a place to take their children during the day. This is the Taliban 2 years after the U.S. withdrawal. And these are only two instances of what Afghanistan has become, which is a prison for the Afghans who were left behind when the U.S. withdrew. Bill, your understanding of the Taliban government, is it still seeking to negotiate in some fashion with the U.S. government for the monies it claims that it needs and must have and is its own? Is that conversation continuing?
Absolutely, it is continuing, the Taliban. But keep in mind, we have to watch how the Taliban negotiated in the past. The Taliban got what it wanted in the Doha agreement without giving up anything. The only thing that that people can point to that it compromised on, so to speak, was that it gave assurances that it wouldn't allow foreign terrorist organizations to operate on its soil and plot attacks externally. But that was a lie in itself. That was just words that the Taliban used in order to get to lull us to a sense of security. The U.S. has provided, I believe the estimate is somewhere around $8 billion in money in various different forms, in aid, in putting money back into the Afghan National Bank. And in some ways, we don't even know, because the Department of Defense and the State Department and USAID have not been transparent. This is something the Special Investigator General for Afghanistan Reconstruction has laid out in the recent reports. So the U.S. is very, very eager. And I don't understand this, John. Everyone was so eager to get out of Afghanistan and wanted to pretend the Taliban was going to moderate. And yet we get what you just discussed here, right? Women can't go to this park because they're not properly covering. This is an edict put out by the Ministry of Virtue and Prevention of Vice. We all remember what that was in the 1990s, the group that buried women up to their head and executed them in soccer stadiums for various minor offenses. This is the real Taliban. The Taliban, look, it was show in the areas that it controlled even while the U.S. had a presence in Afghanistan, the Taliban was imposing its brutal version of Sharia or Islamic law. And now that it's doing it after we withdrew, none of us should be surprised at any of this. The Taliban is trying to extract more money from the West and will give up nothing in return. This is what they did when we were there. This is what they're going to continue to do. And unfortunately, Western officials are gullible enough and for some reason desperate enough to sink money into Afghanistan now that we're gone, that they'll probably hand that money over with little to nothing in return.
Bill Rajo, Senior Fellow, Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, 2 years after the U.S. left Afghanistan chaotically. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When it comes to broccoli salad, Ohio, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. Everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows that tangy zip. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip in all your favorite recipes. Buy now and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.